And over time, with all the feedback and, oh, could it do this? Could it do that? Could it do that? It started to become more and more complicated because we had piled feature on top of feature, and then it didn't really make all that sense. So it was a real big challenge for us to step back and say, we need to re-engineer this thing. And so we looked at everything we were doing and everything that we wanted to be able to do, and we kind of had to build a new structure. And it took us a long time to rebuild it, much longer than we ever expected to. And the first version that we built, it took us about 3 months to get a working solution. And that was a really good solution in 3 months. It's very fast because you don't have anything else distracting you. But when you're building on top of a system and you're trying to think through what else could it do, and we have to be careful that we're not going to break compatibility of all these people that are relying on Wishlist Member for their website. It took us 2.5 years to rebuild the solution, making sure that nothing would break, and then it would be more robust and more scalable in the future. And once we did that, boy, it was a long challenge, but it really put us on a course to be able to open up to a lot of new opportunities in the future.
And how did that decision come about, Tracy? Because obviously that, as you say, it's such a big undertaking to take an already successful product. I know that you were spending time developing it and reversioning the old version, but to take that huge step to go, actually, no, we're going to start again from the ground up. How did you feel at the time? And as you say, it took you 2.5 years. You're expecting it to be much shorter, but what was going through your mind at the time? Were you frustrated? Do you find it too much of a challenge in some ways?
Yeah, if I'll just open up and I'll be honest with you on this part. What part of what you didn't hear in that story is that with all this competition, I was saying, how do we direct the company to make sure that we are still at the top of our field? We've got all these competitors, and I kept thinking, okay, we need to also build a theme, and because this is what our people need, people that are using our software. And we actually spent a little over a year working on a theme that would answer a particular set of problems that I saw. And at the end of that, it just wasn't going the way that I really wanted it to. And I had to step back and say, it was a really, really tough decision. We need to stop. Even though we've put a whole year of work in on this project, we need to stop and get back to our core. Because sometimes it's really important for you to understand what is driving your whole business. And if we kept working on something that was not really the core, and recognizing that the core needed some updates. So that was one of the toughest calls I ever made, was to say, let's stop after doing all that work and let's put all of our focus on this. And here we are, that was roughly 5 years ago, and maybe four. And it was the right decision to make. But it was challenging, though, that's for sure.
Yeah. I was going to ask, I mean, which thing in your business endeavors are you most proud of? And is it the fact that you did that?
I think that there's a combination, and I think when I think about what am I most proud of, I think that hearing back from people that say, "Wow, your solution has really changed my life because now I'm able to do everything that I was wanting to, and I had all this frustration before I was able to start using your product." And we have certainly grown since that first version, and now we've crossed over where it's running on a little over 100,000 different websites. And
Wow.
so we don't really track all of the numbers. We just know how many times the software has been activated. So when I see that it's running on somebody else's website and I see that they're using our software to really impact other people's lives, I think that's one of the most gratifying things over the whole time that I can think of.
Wow. What are your what would be your top tips? You know, for anyone who's thinking of starting or growing an online business, are there any insights you'd like to share?
Yeah, that's a really important one. And you know, way back when I was younger, and you know, you kind of have to realize, okay, what is it that you're good at? Because if you try to do something that you're not good at, it usually ends up failing miserably. And I'll give you a quick little analogy is, you know, I played baseball when I was a kid. But then as you get a little bit older, that turns into softball. And, you know, I'm not a real big, strong guy. I had a friend, one of my best friends, he had probably the most home runs in the league. But what happened a lot of the times is he would try to swing for the fence and he would hit it pretty much straight to one of the outfielders and they would catch it and he would be out. And I was like, you know, I'm never going to be able to hit this thing over the fence. But what I could do is I could decide where I wanted to hit it. And I could always hit it right over the first baseman's head. This is really easy for me. This is like, I just want to get a base hit. I just want to get a base hit.
Yeah.
And I kind of took that and I kind of moved it into business, and I see so many people that are trying, they've never done any real business yet, and they're just swinging for the fence. And that's not where you get your experience. You get your experience by just doing something. Just do something small. It doesn't have to be the next thing to change the internet. Just do something small, because in that small thing, you're going to learn a whole lot of stuff. And so I think that's probably the best piece of advice. I see so many people trying to build a site and it has to have every piece of functionality. Like, no, just make it simple.
Yeah, yeah.
And just do something.
Yeah. And I think that is the key, isn't it? Just to baby steps in many ways.
Baby steps for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah. And who do you look up to, Tracy? You know, around the industry, there's obviously many influential figures. Is there anybody that you look up to that you admire?
Yeah, you know, I've had a really fortunate life because I've attended so many marketing conferences. So I've met so many different people. And just real quickly, I know that you have interviewed Armin Morin at one point in time. Mm-hmm. He's a great friend of mine. He was an early mentor. I learned a lot about him, a lot from him, especially how to create software. Jim Edwards, he works with Russell Brunson, and I look up to both Jim and Russell. And also one of the pioneers of the internet marketing is John Reese. He was one of the first guys to do a big product launch called Marketing Secrets way back in the day. And lately, I've really been paying a lot of attention to Marie Forleo. I don't know Marie Forleo personally, like the other people, but wow, she does some great stuff and she creates amazing content and she's really making an impact in people's lives.
Fantastic. And in terms of, you know, yourself and your own business now, what are you working on right now? Is there any insights you can share? I'm looking for exclusives here, Tracy.
Well, you know, I can't tell you everything, but I will tell you a little bit of a hint. When we were creating all of these plugins that eventually I said, we just can't do this. We really cranked out some really, really good plugins back then. And unfortunately, they kind of had to sit on the shelf for a while. And so what we're working on right now is we're taking some of our older, like the most popular plugins, and we're also rebuilding new functionality. And the way that I look at you mentioned the pandemic earlier, mm-hmm. and once the pandemic hit, the online training business just exploded all over the place. People are now learning more and more from home. And Wishlist Member has always been about protecting content and adding functionality. But now we're actually building a course builder. And that has not been shared with very many people. And we're also adding gamification to it, where you know you can earn points and badges and everything. And we are, I just finished a meeting right before this interview, and we are really close to that.
Exciting times ahead. And there you have it, an exclusive. Yeah. You heard it here first. Tracy, you still write a lot, don't you, as well? I know that you obviously write articles for the Wishlist member website, marketing articles in a way. Is that something that you enjoy, or is that something that you feel you have to do?
That's a good question. And a lot of times it's really stuff that I feel like I kind of have to do. I think that more what I enjoy doing is maybe creating video training tutorials. And sure. I wish that I had more time to do stuff like that. I think that probably the most rewarding thing is actually building the software and then explaining people how they can use it. Writing is not necessarily one of my favorite passions.
For anybody that is looking to launch a membership site, why would you think, or why would you say that they should choose Wishlist Member above every other opportunity, every other piece of software out there?
Well, I think the reason that you should use Wishlist Member is because we were one of the earlier solutions, so we had a lot of exposure to what people wanted and both needed. Sure, and so we have created it in probably the most flexible way you could possibly imagine. And we've also spent a great deal of time with what we call our integrations. So our integrations work with other pieces of software. And by far and away, we have the most integrations of any software similar to what we do. And I think that we're at a point where it would be really challenging for people to catch up with us on integrations. But we're also always dedicated to continuing with innovation. And so that when we see things that are changing in the marketplace, this is something that people would clearly need. We try to stay on top of those things ourselves, but we also always want to hear back from our customers and hear their feedback. And we take that real seriously.
Sure. I mean, yours is a fascinating story, and we could chat for hours, I'm sure. But for anybody who is looking to launch a membership site, how can they find out more about Wishlist Member?
Well, the easiest way to do that is just to go to wishlistmember.com. We have a short video tutorial that kind of high-level overview, 90-second, explaining what all it does, and lots of information about the different systems and services that we integrate with. And we also have a lot of videos on our YouTube channel, but wishlistmember.com is probably the easiest way to get a hold of us.
Excellent. Tracy, I've loved catching up with you today. Thank you again for your time. It's been lovely to hear the background story about Wishlist Member and Wishlist products. I wish you every success with the future products that you're working on right now. And it's been a pleasure, as I say, talking to you. So thank you very much.
Well, I sure do appreciate that. It's been an honor to be here with you. And I certainly appreciate all the kind words as well.